But I think I can help you with hypnosis.
Hypnosis?
Yes, now you just watch this shiny object.
This is a clip from the 1960s sitcom Gilligan's Island. And right now you're hearing one of the characters, the professor, as he hypnotizes Marianne, another character on the show. The way hypnosis is depicted in this scene might be how a lot of us picture it. The professor is swinging a gold pocket watch back and forth in front of Marianne's eyes, and of course telling her that she's getting sleepy. But hypnosis isn't just a comedic gag or a party trick, it has medical applications too. And when it's used in a medical setting, it might sound a little more like this.
Noticing now a wave of relaxation that begins at the top of your head and spreads across your forehead, face, neck, and shoulders. It spreads over you like a cool breeze on a warm summer day, bringing relaxation and comfort and coolness.
That's Dr. Gary Elkins, a professor in the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Baylor University and the director of the Mind-Body Medicine Research Laboratory. He was just reading part of a hypnotic induction used for a study that was published earlier this fall in the Journal of the North American Menopause Society. I caught up with him in his office to learn more about his research.
This was a study that was conducted over 5 years and was funded by the National Institute of Health in the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And in the study, we were looking at hypnosis as an intervention for hot flashes among postmenopausal women.
So why use hypnosis as a way to reduce hot flashes? Well, although hormone therapy is the most effective way to reduce hot flashes at a rate of 90 to 100%, there are also associated health risks, like an increased chance of breast cancer and heart disease. Dr. Elkins was looking for a safe alternative to this kind of treatment.
And so we just felt that if we could utilize hypnosis in such a way as to help women reduce the frequency and severity of hot flashes, this would be a great benefit because it does not have side effects. It's a skill, it's a method that the woman can learn to practice and thereby gain some greater control.
One of the 187 women who participated in this study was Carol Fisher. After 14 to 15 years of estrogen replacement therapy, she was looking for a new way to deal with her hot flashes. At the time she joined the study, she was having 10 to 12 hot flashes a day. I asked her to describe what just one hot flash felt like.
Okay, it feels like, and for women, for every woman, I think it could be different. But for me, it starts generally in the chest or on the head, in the head. It depends on what time of day it is, actually. But in the chest, and it's like someone got under your skin and they lit a match. And then that match was connected to a gas tank that explodes. And it just starts spreading underneath your skin, up your neck, up your face, into your hair, down your arms. It's just like a flash fire under your skin. I think that's the best description.
Half of the women in the study received 5 weekly sessions of hypnosis from clinically trained therapists and also learned how to practice self-hypnosis. On average, the participants had a 70% reduction in hot flashes, which was measured by self-reporting and physiological monitoring. Fisher says luckily, she found herself in the group that received hypnosis, and in her words, the results were amazing.
And after the process, after going through it, I went for 1 year solid, a little longer than a year without one hot flash, zero. And I'm coming up on this would be 2 years this summer. And I didn't ever go back and listen to it except for those 6 weeks. So I've not been listening to the recording the whole time. But now I probably have about 5 hot flashes a week, which is nothing. I don't even know if it's that many. It's not enough that I'm counting. It's not enough that I'm going back and listening to the tape at night.
Fisher, who's taken up hot yoga in the last year, something she would have literally never imagined doing when she had frequent hot flashes, says she's quick to recommend hypnosis to other women. And getting this treatment out to more women is what Dr. Elkins is working on next, as he studies whether or not audio and video recordings are as effective without in-person therapy sessions. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.